Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with the Midday Interview. My guest today is Gareth Evans. He's the Executive Director of the Bellamy Mansion Museum of History and Design Arts. They're getting very busy this time of year, about to decorate the whole house in Victorian finery. And there are two events coming up that Gareth is here to tell us about. So first of all, thanks for coming, Gareth.
Well, thanks very much for having me on.
Let's talk first about this wonderful photography exhibit and lecture and book signing that are all happening tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a combination event. Joe Limonstall from UNCG, who is the former chair of the board at Preservation North Carolina, they own the Bellamy Mansion, co-wrote a book on Thomas Day, who master craftsman and free man of color, it's called. He's a guy famous in North Carolina history, pre-Civil War, who designed lots of beautiful wooden furniture and architectural elements in houses. We have a photography exhibit drawn right from the book, and Joe is coming down tomorrow. She'll be in at 7 o'clock to do a lecture and a book signing to tell you all about this story, which is really quite fascinating.
It sounds interesting. He was born 1801, lived till 1861, right about the time the Civil War started.
Right.
But he was a free man of color during that time, which was quite rare. And I understand that free men of color, their activities were very restricted, but he was able to work as a master craftsman.
Right. The book tells his story. He was free, and he actually owned some slaves himself. Which is an unusual situation that people don't necessarily think happened. He was allowed, because of his skills, to own a business up in Milton, North Carolina, near the Virginia border. He was allowed a lot more leeway relative to the time than other people would have been, because he was so highly regarded by what was essentially the white elite at the time, who wanted his craftsmanship. So that story is sort of interweaves, you know, the racial view of the North Carolina at the time, with a really good story about how he made such beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you have the book will be there, and the author will be there talking about about him, about Thomas Day, and we'll also sign copies of the book for folks that want to buy it there.
Absolutely.
Now, how many photographs are actually on exhibit at the Bellamy for this? Can you just, you know, ballpark figure?
Well, there's about I'd say about 30 of this particular. Well, let me explain. Upstairs in the Bellamy, there are four large bedrooms. Half of them are had over to this exhibit, and the other half are by the same photographer on North Carolina architecture generally. So we have two exhibits by the same photographer at the same time, filling the whole space up there, both of which complement each other and both of which complement, you know, our mission and this book. So I'm very excited to have new, you know, exhibits up there. And this one looks particularly good, and it's right in line with what we do, design arts, architecture, and things like that. So I hope everybody will come out and see it. If you come after next Monday, actually, the house will be decorated for the holidays as well in full-on Victorian style. So there's that. That's great as well. But this particular exhibit, as it's drawn from the book, all these photos are shot by a guy named Tim Buckman, who's up in Raleigh. He's a wonderful architectural photographer. So he's done two exhibits, both of which are right there right now, and they look fantastic.
Does the Bellamy Mansion have any of the work that Thomas Day created, any of his pieces of furniture?
Nothing there. What this is in conjunction with is Preservation North Carolina sponsored this book. But at the moment, in the North Carolina Museum of History up in Raleigh, is a large exhibit on Thomas Day. It has a bunch of his furniture and, you know, examples of all the pieces that he did. And other, not photos, but actual the pieces themselves everywhere. And like little vignettes of the rooms and things like that that he designed. So it has all that. So we wanted to tie in the book to that exhibit, to our exhibit, and so on and so on. So that'll be what we're doing tomorrow.
And, of course, the Bellamy Mansion, a lot of the work that was done on that home, I remember taking a tour one time and looking at the beautiful plaster work on the ceiling, and a lot of that was done by slave labor, not by freedmen. But
Both, actually. Yeah, there were freemen, slaves, and also enslaved people who were given a degree of autonomy to hire themselves out. So it's sort of every
combination.
Yeah, it's called a peculiar institution for a reason. It's a, you know, that's the strata in society at that time was difficult to get your head around now, I've always thought. That's one of the things when I'm on giving a tour that we talk about, and people are always perplexed to hear that that's how it's organized back there, or not organized, as you might say.
Yeah. Now, you still know the names of the craftsmen at the Bellamy Mansion, the people that did the work. Do you know them?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Alvin Artis comes to mind, who was one of the first ones who was there. There's a Henry Taylor was involved. There's got a famous story there. William Gould, who was the escaped slave story that we have connected with the place. We know those because the diaries of the family and the draftsman who designed the house, he kept a diary and various things like that. So
it's wonderful.
They're fairly well documented.
Great. It's good to know because I know that a lot of the work that was done by slaves, their masters would take credit for it. And so even inventions that were, you know, that we've read about in our textbooks growing up, that were not really by the people that claimed to have invented them. So,
well, right. Yes. Yeah. They took any pay and anything that was gleaned as well. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us one more time about what is the exhibit that is opening tomorrow and the lecture and all that.
Okay, well, the book is Thomas Day, Master Craftsman and Free Man of Color by Jo Limonestall. She will be speaking tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And the exhibit is open as well at the same time. The photography exhibit will be upstairs. So this is a lecture, a book signing, and an exhibit opening.
Everything.
All rolled into one.
Great. Do folks need tickets for that ahead of time?
It'd be good if they would call and reserve, yes.
All right.
Our number's 910-251-3700. Although, as at most of these things, people do just show up on the nights, and that's fine, too.
Which is great. Okay, and the Bellamy Mansion is right at 5th and Market Street. So let's talk now. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Gareth Evans. He is the executive director of the Bellamy Mansion Museum of History and Design Arts. Now, the other thing that's going on Friday night. You have a special concert with the wonderful Susan Savvy and her beautiful voice. Tell us about that.
Well, great. This is going to be great. I'm very excited about this. We have a Victorian Christmas concert. Susan, as you know, is a friend of Bellamy and a great volunteer, and also here at the radio station, and all over town, actually.
She's
everywhere. Yeah. Her range goes, you know, she says, from Janis Joplin all the way to Victorian Christmas music. But she will be singing on Friday night. That starts at 6:30, I believe, yeah. Those are $20 tickets to come and see that. There's a limit on the room size, so there's about 50 or 60 people we could probably fit. We're selling those tickets on wilmingtontickets.com. That's a Star News site, so they're helping us as well. She's going to sing for a couple of hours, I guess, all this themed music, which fits the house so beautifully. I don't know what to expect, except it's going to be brilliant. I know that.
Yes. Will she be providing her own accompaniment? She does.
Yeah, she does. She's multi-instrumental and, you know, she'll do...
Isn't she amazing?
She's really good.
Yeah. And I think if you want to go to that concert, it's really best to get your tickets ahead of time because when Susan sings anywhere in town, but particularly when she sings at the Bellamy and the room size restricts the number of people that can be there, it might sell out and we don't want you to be disappointed to come to the door.
Right.
So go to wilmingtontickets.com or could they also call?
They can call me, yeah.
All right, you can call 251-3700 and get your tickets ahead of time, reserved with Gareth Evans. Any other thoughts about the Bellamy this time of year and...
Well, I hope everybody will come and see it when it's decorated. We've got a team of volunteers who are coming in on Monday. We have 75 volunteers, you know, and only a very, very small staff. So they take great pride in what they do for the house. So they're going to come and they're going to dress it with garlands and trees and the things that they've made, which were in true Victorian style, they're making it themselves. So the place is going to look fantastic as of next week. So if you have guests in town over the holidays,
bring them there.
Come on over and have a look.
And I think about Victorian decorating styles, and every drawing room had, everything was draped with fringed shawls, and there were, you know, taxidermied animals in glass cases. And I imagine that it's a little bit of perfectly executed wretched excess will be there. I hope.
The house itself, when you look at it sometimes, I think that's wretched excess. Yeah, it's certainly the architecture is a little high-end, shall we say. Yeah,
it's great.
So it'll be dressed to the nines. It'll be great.
Wonderful. Gareth, thank you so much. I just want to remind everybody that the Bellamy Mansion Museum of History and Design Arts is at 503 Market Street. The phone number is 251-3700. Their own website is bellamymansion.org. But if you want to get tickets ahead of time to go to the lecture tomorrow night and the book signing, you can get those. That's a free event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't have to get tickets. You can show up for that. And that's about about the work of Thomas Day, a free African-American working in North Carolina before the Civil War, and his beautiful cabinetry. And if you want to go to the Susan Savia concert, you really should get your tickets ahead of time. Either call Gareth at 251-3700 or go to wilmingtontickets.com. Thanks, Gareth.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me on.
This is 91.3 WHQR.